think back to what your middle school textbook looked like at the end of the year. It may have had lots of doodles, dog ears, and a few torn pages. But in some areas, the modern equivalent of a mishandled textbook is a cracked tablet. In Guilford County, Instructional Technology Director Jake Henry says the last straw occurred last week when the charger to a student's school-issued Asus tablet overheated and melted.
We felt like at that point we needed to just step back and make sure that the tablets were meeting safety compliance so that all of our students could have a positive experience with them.
Guilford County purchased 15,000 tablets as part of a $30 million federal Race to the Top grant. But since the start of the school year, more than 10% of its tablets, about 1,500, had cracked or broken screens. There's a dispute over whether the supplier provided the correct damage-resistant screens that the district ordered. The educational software and technology company Amplify says other school districts only report about 2% of screens being broken. CMS has a similar program geared toward teachers. In the next few months, all CMS teachers will have either an iPad or a Windows 8 tablet. Information Systems Director Brandon DeLue says so far there have not been any major problems with broken screens. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shama in Charlotte.